Good afternoon. This is Bob Brooks. Listen, I just got off the radio, wanted to give you a little bit of a preview of what we're talking about today. There is fear in the air. That's the best way I can put it. I've heard a lot of stories lately, a lot of concern, a lot of, hey, Bob, have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? What do you think about this? What I want to do is put a little bit of context to that fear today and talk a little bit about it. Some other things to consider while you are reading the speculation that floods social media, often through emails and different avenues to stir up fear. So we'll talk a little bit about that today. If you've got any questions at all, please let me know. You can always go to info@prudentmoney.com. Send a question direct to the office here. We'll definitely take care of it. If I can do anything for you personally, just let us know. Once again, info@prudentmoney.com. Hope you enjoy the program today. Keep the faith.
My friends, this is Troy Brewer of Experiencing Real Life, heard every single day on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR Decatur, Dallas-Fort Worth, and on 91.3 KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
So what are you worried about when it comes to money? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, I do appreciate it. Maybe we can get this music to go away. Must be Monday. No, wait, today's not Monday. Today's Tuesday. Okay, maybe we can get this. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Today, the number to call is 1-877-913-5357. And I'd love to hear from you today if you've got a question and or a comment. If you'd like to send a question in, go to prudentmoney.com. Send a question through the question and answer link at the top of the page. I'll get that question answered for you. In fact, I've got one that I'll be addressing at some point towards the middle to the end of the program. And if you, that's a great way to get information, a great resource. It's all there at prudentmoney.com. And if you've not done so, make sure that you go and sign up for the Prudent Money e-letter list and get on that list. That way we can let you know when we do post information, new information to the website, and it's just a good way to stay informed. That's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Lastly, if you like podcasts or if you miss part of a program, you want to listen to it the entire thing again or whatever may be the case, we do podcast the program every day, and you can listen to whatever platform that you listen to podcasts on. We're on them, all the major ones, and if or you can just go to prudentmoney.com and listen to that as well. So that's off the website, www.prudentmoney.com. A lot of what I talk about on the radio comes from conversations that I have throughout the day. And I get a really good feel for what people are thinking about, what people are concerned about, thankful for, grateful, whatever it might be. And oftentimes I'll talk about it on the program because I always have this theory that if a certain number of people are concerned about something, or talking about a particular subject, that means there's a lot more that are talking about things as well and have questions about things. So I have a whole list of things that people have mentioned, and the one conclusion that I come to is there is a lot of concern and really fear of what is going to be happening at some point here in the very near future. And so what I want to do today is take all these different things that are being talked about and discussed and give you not necessarily an answer that says, oh, this will never happen. But talk a little bit about the other side of the story. And talk a little bit about why you are hearing what you're hearing and why it may not be what you think it is. But put some context to it. I want to start off, though, with what's going on with the markets. The markets are just barely limping along. And I just come back to the same thing that I felt ever since last October occurred. What happened last October was the bottom of the bear market. When I say bottom of the bear market, I mean that it fell as low as it was going to fall, then started a recovery. And I would consider myself a student of the markets and a student of especially bear markets and how unique they are, because they don't, you know, if you look at the number of bear markets versus the number of bull markets, bull markets go up, bear markets go down, you'll see that there are a whole lot, way more many years of bull markets than there are bear markets. And so the fact that when we get into a bear market and what causes a bear market is really fascinating to me, always has been, the psychology behind it. And if you look at most major bottoms of bear markets, and let me say this, if January 1st or January 2nd or 3rd down to October 13th, I believe, was the bear market, then we're making unbelievable history, because that is the lamest bear market that I think, considering how big the bull market was before it, usually we have as big of a bear market. And this was came and went with a whimper. Yeah, I know, people lost money, and which was disheartening, but it could have been a whole lot worse. Maybe we're into a new paradigm shift on markets, but it just makes me question, was October really the end of a bear market? What I've always said, and I stick to it, is that it doesn't look like it if you compare it to history. And it's doing things like today, how it's acted really over the past 3 or 4 weeks, is very suspect to me. I don't see this big brand new bull market happening. But we'll see. The proof's in the pudding. What's really driving the markets right now and concerning the markets is interest rates. And as interest rates go up, the market has a real tough time, because rising interest rates is the last thing that anybody wants to see in a market that's full of debt. It has a huge effect on just about every aspect of the market. So we've been seeing the interest rates really go up. I think that they're as high as where I glanced at something today, I think it as high as, last time it was this high, was 2000 or something like. It was either 2000, and they mentioned 2000 and 2007. I barely caught the statistic. But regardless, it's a much higher than it's been, and it tends to disrupt things. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll see how that pans out. Now let's talk a little bit about things that could happen. I've been getting a lot of, Bob, I'd like your opinion on, or Bob, did you hear this was going to happen? Hey, did you know that this was happening and this was happening that's going to cause this crisis to happen? There's a lot of things that could happen. I'm not denying the fact there are a lot of things that could happen. And for a lot of what I've heard, a lot of these things to happen, the government would have to be in full 100% control of everything. And they're not. from what I can tell. I mean, we'd have to go down a long bad pathway, which I think we're going down. So don't get me wrong. Don't mix up what I'm saying. There's a lot of concerning things going on. But one of the things that the market, that the government can't handle right now is a crash in confidence. That's why we've had, there was 3 or 4 or 5 bank failures, can't remember exactly how many now, that happened. And the FDIC, and between the FDIC and the government, all deposits were 100% covered. The last thing that they want is a crash in confidence. And some brand new currency, some way of life that turns completely bad, something that happens that we're not even remotely seeing happen, very well could cause confidence crash, which would cause markets to crash, bond markets to crash. They're trying to hold everything up. Now, could that happen? Absolutely. I just think we underestimate how powerful the government is to hold things up. So there's, like I said, there's a lot of fear of a lot of different things that are potentially going to happen. Now, the first thing that comes to mind, and this is probably just adding to the fear of the unknown. We're seeing more and more and more data breaches, more consumer information being taken. I'll have to do a research and find out total numbers, but I was talking to some friends about the letters they've gotten, and I mentioned this last week or the week before. The last 2 to 3 weeks, they've gotten 4 letters about they were part of a data breach, that their information has likely been stolen. That is unreal. We'll talk a little bit more in a minute. 1-877-913-5357. This is Bob Brooks. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org. At pastorchuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at pastorchuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org.
The Bible doesn't deny the physical reality of pain and suffering, but it does offer a radically different perspective on life's temporary trials as compared to the world. Wednesday on Focal Point, Pastor Mike Fabares examines the topic of suffering in light of Christ's triumph over death. Hear a message called Trusting God When You're Hurting, Wednesday on Focal Point.
Focal Point, weekday mornings at 8:30, here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Have you ever been given an assignment that you felt totally unqualified for? Maybe it was at your job or church, and you found yourself thinking, why me? Well, Wednesday on The Verdict, Pastor John Monroe explores how God uses Moses to show how God can use us in ways we never imagined. Wednesday on The Verdict.
The Verdict, weekday mornings at 10:30, here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Before I get back to what rumor mill is going around about certain events happening, I want to cover a question that came in the website. This is from a listener who listens to most every program and asks a lot of questions, which I really appreciate because they're trying to learn how things work. And just a couple things about, sometimes I don't always get to the information that I say I'm going to get to. And I get caught up talking about something a little too long. You know, we only have 30 minutes together. So I appreciate it if when I get the email, say, hey, you didn't mention, you said you're going to talk about it, you didn't mention. And the question is about 401k plans. And it says, I don't think you mentioned the benefit of a 401k plan. The big benefit is the protection 401k assets are protected from legal suits. Correct. It's not really correct because there's a lot of variables when it comes to 401k plans. There's state variables. There's types of legal proceedings. And by no means are 401k plans are they protected from lawsuits. An insurance contract is protected against any type of lawsuit, by the way, but not 401k plans. And just so that I mention this, because I think this also question came up, to go back over again the benefits of a 401k plan and some of the things that help you evaluate whether or not a 401k plan is worth it. Because number one, if that dollar that you're putting in there is not matched, at least something that really does bring into question the effectiveness of that particular vehicle as the place you're going to save all your retirement money. You may want to consider an IRA, some other types of vehicles besides 401k plan. Because the second thing, if a 401k plan does not have a wide variety of choices and types of investments, it may not be worth it either, especially that match. And then expenses are usually in line, especially today, with everything that's going down from a litigation standpoint in 401k plans and the fiduciary responsibility that 401k plan providers have for their companies who's in charge of that. So I hope that I want to answer the question up front because of I didn't want to get to the end of it and not be able to cover it. Okay, so we're talking, what am I hearing most? Anything with currency. Currency meaning the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar being backed by something different. I mean, the list goes on and on. A currency that is backed by China and Russia that's going to crash the dollar. The thing that you have to know, first and foremost, is that, yes, the U.S. dollar is a train wreck. And with the amount of debt that we have in this country, I think it's $32 or $33 trillion, there are a lot of other things that you could say is a train wreck of that goes along, that the economy is in a train wreck as well. Given all that, the power of the U.S. government, the power of the dollar, at least today, may not be the prettiest thing on the block, but it is the most powerful currency on the block. Till that changes, it's going to be hard to unseat it. And it's kind of the ugly truth about it. The notion that anything, and this is just my opinion, but I feel very confident in sharing this opinion, anything that's going to all of a sudden be gold-backed by gold, has a lot of issues with it. The reason that our federal government will never get back on the gold standard, will never gold will never be a currency. And I know there's a lot of people who will absolutely disagree with this, and that's fine. Gold is as a currency, it's too difficult to track and control by the government. And the government is all about controlling and tracking money and where it's going. Now, the U.S. dollar changing to a digital dollar in a cashless society, I absolutely believe that's going to happen. I mean, that writing is on the wall. When's it going to happen? I think a lot of things have to occur before it can happen. Maybe the last I heard, which I don't pay too much attention to, is government forecast by 2030. I think it'll happen way before that. But they're already doing is a lot of tracking on what's happening and where dollars are going and what's being deposited. This will just help that. And I don't think we have any way around that. And the digital dollar. I don't think cryptocurrency, any type of crypto, is Bitcoin, anything like that, is not even remotely regulated at this point. I mean, crypto is going to, in my opinion, is going to look a lot different after it's regulated than it looks now. So that's that. So the cashless society, currencies changing, China and Russia coming up with their own currency. I have to tell you that I follow some pretty informed, we'll call them informed resources and sites, and nobody is talking about this stuff. Just so that you know, nobody is talking about it, and these are some of the most informed resources that are out there, and nobody's talking about it. And usually they're talking about it something that could happen way before it does happen. So just keep that in mind. You got to remember that a lot of this comes from emails that go viral and that are sent out to a lot of databases of people that talk, and I get them just about every day, to talk about this is going to happen or this is going to happen and why you should subscribe to XYZ, Fight the Crash newsletter, or whatever it's called. They're selling newsletters. They're selling newsletters. They're selling books, services, and they do it out of fear. Bring fear into it. So that's what you got to know. This has been going on for years. I call it gloom and doom marketing. But it's especially, people are very sensitive to it today because of all the really messed up things that are happening. Banks. Is my bank going under? How much money can I keep in the bank? You should follow the FDIC rules of $250,000 per person per bank. But keep in mind, the government is going to take whatever step that is necessary to make sure that confidence is not lost in the economy, the banking system, markets, whatever. So they backed I think there's been four bank insolvencies this year. And all four of them, they backed 100% of the deposits. At least that's what I'm under the impression that's what I've heard. So the fact that they're doing that is they want to capture the problem, fix it, have another buyer come in and buy it. And J.P. Morgan, I think, has taken over a couple of these banks. And they just make it go away. So they are very... Now, that may change. They may get to a point where they don't care about confidence. But at this point, they care a lot about confidence. So just keep these things in mind as people tell you about something that's going to happen, or you read about something that's going to happen, put it into context, and make sure that you're not doing, well, you know, when it comes right down to it, God's love and God's grace is the only thing that's not changeable. Therefore, we should not be worrying about things. And that's all over in Scripture, all over the place. Unnecessarily worrying. How about that? We don't want to be doing that. There was more I wanted to get to. That always seems to be the case. And we will take back, we'll get back to this list on Thursday, talk a little bit more about some other issues that people are worried about. But speculative marketing that is all about, it's all about building fear. And fear sells stuff. If a person thinks that what's in this book or what's in this, whatever it is, can solve my problem, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to subscribe to it. So I think that's a lot of what we're seeing. This is Bob Brooks. Got a question for me? Please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.